Hello, my name is Professor Smadar Rosenzweig. Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be studying Sefer Iyov, Perek Kaf Bet, Chapter 22. To recap, in Chapter 21, Iyov very strongly rebuffed Tsofar's accusatory words that he is suffering because he sinned. Iyov stated that it is just the opposite in the world. The evil flourish and prosper, and the good people suffer. The ones who curse God live the charmed life that the righteous should be living. Only the minority of the wicked suffer. And punishing children for parental sins is folly, not only because the children shouldn't suffer for the sins of the parents, but the evil parents don't care that their kids are suffering. And God does not run the world with justice and measure for measure, mida keneged mida, because all are equal in death. Iyov continued, the anecdotal information and stories that we hear convey the message that the unethical and unjust are feared during their lives and deaths. This chapter was also Iyov's anguish cry of loneliness and isolation from the friends and even God. This class begins the third and last cycle of the dialogues with the original three friends, Eliphaz, Bildad, and Tsofar. This cycle commences with Eliphaz's response. In this chapter, Eliphaz solidifies his view that Iyov is wicked and therefore deserves his punishment. He even refers to Iyov's rebellious words against God to determine this. In this chapter, Eliphaz accuses Iyov of oppressing widows and orphans. In the previous responses, Eliphaz concluded with the retribution, Iyov will suffer because of his sins. Here, Eliphaz concludes with persuading Iyov to do teshuvah, to repent. If he undoes all the personal, financial, and spiritual evil that he committed, then he will be forgiven. The path to repentance, teshuvah, is always open, says Eliphaz, even to someone who sinned so gravely like Iyov. In verses 13 to 14, Eliphaz argues, Ve'amarta, ma yada el? Heve'ad arafel yishpot? Avim seter lo, ve'lo yir'e, ve'chug shamayim yitalach. You say, what does God know? Can he judge through the thick clouds? The clouds block him so he cannot see, and he walks in his heavenly circle? Mitzudat David explains that Eliphaz is accusing Iyov of thinking that God is removed from the activities of humans and does not see what is transpiring here on earth. This was the sin of the generation of the flood, says Eliphaz. Verse 16, Nahar Yitzak Yesodam. The people whose foundation was undermined by a river, a flood. Eliphaz is accusing Iyov of being as evil as the generation of the flood that had to be completely obliterated. The only avenue left to Iyov, according to Eliphaz, is extreme and utter repentance. Otherwise, complete demise. Instead of arguing with God, verse 22, Kach na mipiv Torah, Visim amarav bilvavecha. Instead of arguing with God, accept guidance from his mouth and place his words in your heart. I translated the word Torah here as guidance from the word kechol asher yorucha, as the elders guide you. Torah, lahorot, to teach, to guide. Many of the commentators don't interpret this verse. And the universal assumption is that Torah here means general humanistic guidance, not referencing the Torah of Bnei Israel, the Torah of the Jewish people. Mitzudat David, however, interprets the word Torah as the real Torah. Me'ata kach belibcha ha-Torah ha-netuna mipiv kederech ha-ma'amin b'hashkacha. Translation. Now take into your heart the Torah that was given from his mouth, God's mouth, as would one who believes in divine providence. Mitzudat David presents Eliphaz as a traditional voice, one who is telling Eov to repent and come closer to God and stop rebelling. Teshuva, the call to repentance, is a classical response to sin. Since Eliphaz sees Eov as a craven sinner, he suggests a path of return. Verse 23, Im tashuv ad Shaddai tibaneh, if you return, you will till God be built up. Similar to the famous verse, Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha, ki kashalta ba'avonecha. Return, Israel, to until God, because you have faltered with your sins. The famous discussion, if you repent, you can reach all the way up to God, reverberates here as well. Eliphaz implores Eov to repent, do tshuva, and that will end your torment. Verse 27. Ta'atir elav v'yishma echa unedarecha tishalem. Pray, and he will listen to you and pay your vows. If you do all that, you will be forgiven. Repentance and prayer move you towards God. Eliphaz maintains that Eov's punishments and alienation from God are punishments that Eov's arguments versus the friends and God are sinful, and the only solution is repentance. Remember, Eliphaz does not know that this is a trial, neither does Eov. Eliphaz is giving a solid answer to the question of punishment for sin, but not to Eov's alienation and trial. Repentance is a good answer when we sin and feel detached from God. But what about those times when we receive devastating blows that seem to us to be incommensurate with our actions? Why do I have a terminal illness? Why did my baby die? Why did my house burn down? Why can't I have children? Why did a loved one die in a car crash or become severely disabled? Why was my child killed in battle? Why are these horrible, terrible things happening to me? Whatever it is, we always cry out and wonder, why me? What is wrong with Eliphaz offering these classic solutions of prayer and repentance? These are responses that the Rambam, Maimonides, discusses in his magnum opus Mishneh Torah, Hilchot Ta'anit, chapter 1 through 3. That if a tragedy befalls you, you should accept responsibility and pray and repent and not think it was random mikre. It's always an opportunity to do tshuva, to look inward, to try to set ourselves on a better path and improve. And as we saw earlier, Rambam Maimonides views Eliphaz's response as a classical response to suffering and tragedy. Is Eov wrong in his rejection of Eliphaz's harsh criticisms? Or is the idea correct? Of course, when bad things happen, we should repent. We should look inward. We should try to be better. So even though the idea is correct, maybe not in this specific context with Eov. Can Eliphaz absolutely know why Eov is suffering? In the prologue, Eov is seen as wholesome, upright, God-fearing, and shunning evil. God says there's no one like him. We know this is a trial. Maybe the person themselves who is having these difficult times, that person has to see these issues. They need to come to this conclusion of repentance. But no one is all-knowing like God to tell the sufferer that they sinned. especially if there is no obvious sin, should one accuse the sufferer of sin? It is not our job to go into the house of those suffering a tragedy and tell them to repent. Rabbi Tzvi Yehuda, whose son died during service in the Israeli army, in his book, Job, Ordeal, Defiance, and Healing, asked, does a sufferer derive any comfort from knowing the reason for his or her suffering? Let's say the sufferer is told that suffering is a divine punishment for wickedness, it's retributive, or that it is a divine call for improvement, instructive. Sometimes the person will resolve to repent and improve, but on the other hand, these explanations may add insult to injury, burden the sufferer with additional guilt and frustration. Rabbi Joshua Spurka, a contemporary writer, says that the book of Iov is very comforting because Iov suffers not for punishment for sin, but as a test of his faith. But we know that Iov was not even told that at the end. Tzvi Yehuda feels that judgment has no place when consoling people who suffer. We must view sufferers as anguished people who need our help and sympathy and not our moralizing. What do you think? To sum up, in this chapter, the third of the three cycles of responses to Iov, Eliphaz solidifies his view that Iov is wicked and therefore deserves his punishment. He even refers to Iov's rebellious words against God to determine this. In this chapter, Eliphaz accuses Iov of oppressing widows and orphans. In his previous response, Eliphaz concluded with the retribution Iov will suffer because of his sin, the punishment, right, that he will get because of his sins. Here, Eliphaz concludes with persuading Iov to do tshuva. If he undoes all the personal, financial, and spiritual evil and prays to God, then he will be forgiven. The path to repentance, to tshuva, is always open, even to someone who sinned like Iov. Next class, we will learn together Iov's response to Eliphaz. Thank you for studying together Le'ilui Nishmat Malka Esther Bat Tzvi Yosef.